So, it's been a while. Is this our first of the year? Hindi naman.
No, our first of the year was our manifestations episode.
Ah, yeah.
So, this is the second of the year.
Second pa lang to?
I'm so sorry, guys.
As in, we haven't had an emailer. Hindi, may
naka-emailer tayo. Emailer tayo. Third of the year.
Third of the year. So, we missed like a whole week and a half. Mga ganun. Yeah. Oh.
And I take responsibility for
that. She takes full responsibility for the week and a half na wala po kami, mga kaibigan.
Those
full responsibility. Like 155% of the responsibility.
So, to make bawi.
So to make bawi.
Siya nag-setup. Today's episode is my episode. I did the setup. I did everything because look at your new ano ako dito.
Ano? Headband?
No, look at your new TBH
ano, mug?
No, handler because I'm gonna do this full time.
Ano handler
guys.
Ba to? Ah, na, saan mo lalagay?
No, kasi ikaw shoot first ka, 'di ba? You're the
handler?
Boss of shoot first.
Ano yung, so, okay, sorry. Babe, TBH handler.
Bumagal si Mikey.
Sorry, bagong gising. Actually, nagulat ako kasi nagnap ako kasi may ginagawa. So, pag-isip ko naka-setup na yung buong ano. So, good job.
Wala eh. Hindi ako makatul.
Good job. So, yun, so manifestation playing last video namin.
Hindi naman manifestation.
I don't know.
The letter sender.
Okay. Second to the last yung manifest. Ah, so second to the last yung naglista tayo.
Oo. And then, okay. After that is si Love is...
The second time around. Uh-oh. Okay. Then, pero still, we'll have to go back to our first episode of the year, our manifestation episode, because the reason as to why we did not have an episode for a whole week and a half is because of you crossed out the manifestation.
Yeah.
So are we gonna do an update? Kasi ano eh, mag-email ba tayo ngayon? Baka hindi, no? Okay. Hindi tayo mag-emailer ngayon kasi so, mag-kwento lang pala okay. Ang ating ano.
So babe, can you ano for this episode, can you let me kwento?
Okay, sige game. So CK, take the floor. Bakit tayo walang episode last week?
Okay. So, for my update, bayan, parang hindi ko makuwento ah. Joke. But,
ito na lang tayo magsisimula. Yun, I think,
ito na lang. Okay, okay. Na-figure out ko na to. Sa so, 1 week and a half na walang episode, naka-form na ako ng outline. Kung paano ko sasabihin tong
ako
story na to.
Lang, eh. The shortest office career in the history of offices.
Ano ba, babe? Stop.
The record holder.
Oh, sige. So, ito, sinabi ko, diba guys, nagpaalam na ako kung pwedeng ako muna mag-lead, pero hindi ba?
Pero nabitawan ko na.
Okay, so anyway, 2 episodes ago or 1 episode ago, basta yun, manifestations. And sinabi ko doon na my biggest manifestation for the year is to really know what I want to do career-wise. So I think I am a living testament na totoong manifestation because of what happened to me. So as you guys all know, I was working, or dun sa mga bago, I was working as a social media manager for the whole year of 2022. And then, I did content creation mid-2022. So, napagsabay ko siya because I had the freedom to do work from home as a social media manager kasi online yon. And then, mag-e-end na yung October or November when I decided na magpapaalam ako dun sa job ko na yon as a social media manager. I was going to quit because I felt like naging parang hindi na ako natututo. Kumbaga, everything I was doing there was something that I already knew, and at the same time, may mga restrictions. But don't get me wrong, I really love my job then. Ang dami ko natutunan kahit, alam yun, medyo gamay ko na yung social media. But yun nga, I felt like I wasn't growing anymore. I felt like, kumbaga yung time ko as a social media manager, I was done with it. Something like that. So, nung nagpaalam ako, I was offered another job at another company. Pero within the same group of companies sila. I was offered a sales job for a petroleum trading company. Actually, hindi pala trading. I was offered the job sa sales sa petroleum company. So, I took it mga early November yon. Nung sabi ko, sige po, papasok ako ng January. So, tinapos ko yung year ko with my social media job. And then, during that time also, December, when the opportunities with content creation was starting to, how can you say that? Hindi siya, how can you say it? It's not pile up.
It started to, no, it started to pick up.
Yeah.
Kumbaga, it started, namumunga na yung, ano, tinanim. Umaani na yung tinanim. Tama ba? Tagalog. Tagalog-er. Okay.
So, yun. December when I felt like content creation was really doing good for me. But before that, okay naman siya. Like, may projects ako. We have the best handler, diba? She was guiding me all throughout. And then, nung na-feel ko na parang, uy, okay, si content creation na. Christmas, I remember Christmas time when I was already anxious. I was already anxious na, kasi alam ko January, papasok na ako eh. Mikey would hear me say na, oh my gosh, babe.
Mikey would tease you.
Oo, so si Mikey would tell me na parang, uy, lapit na, office girl ka na, ganyan, ganyan.
I was teasing her, ah. Kasi nga, I was there eh. So alam kong, uy, hindi bagay sa'yo yan.
So ayun, guys. Christmas time, holiday season, I was very anxious. I felt like, oh my gosh, papasok na ako ng January, mag-office ako ng January. I was kind of worried. Hindi pa ako sobrang worried noon about content creation. Kasi nga, nung December, I was at the same time in denial ako sa my work as a content creator. I was like, parang hindi patukaya sa akin na yun talaga, like for that ako. And sa mga viewers namin, alam niya na yun yung isang, iniyakan ko ba yun?
Oh, yung rant session niya, guys.
Yun yung rant session ko.
Which commercial? Yung rant session niya, if I'm not mistaken, 42 yung followers mo. 42,000 ano? Followers ang meron siya nung nag-iyak-iyak siya dito. Malapit na niya madoble, by the way. And ano lang yun, mga 3-4 episodes ago? Okay, anyway.
Okay,
in denial
anyway.
Siya. The whole time, bago siya mag-office, in denial siya na baka kailangan niya ng regular job.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nga, baka hindi sustainable daw yung content. Yeah. Oh, anyway.
So, I was afraid nga. I was afraid na, kumbaga, hindi pa kaya na content creation palang ginagawa ko. And at the same time, I was still very curious naman about the sales job. Kumbaga, I wanted to know what it would feel like to go to the office or do sales, do something.
Experience mo naman ah.
Kaya nga. Kaya nga, babe. Hindi mo isang araw, dalawang araw.
Pinagtanggol pa.
So, hindi ako magagalit sa episode na to. Kasi, sinabi ko, diba, hayaan mo muna akong magkwento, babe. Okay, anyway. So, yun. January 9, first day ko, Monday.
Kailan last day mo?
January 10. January 11, nagpaalam na ako. Sabi ko, magre-resign na po ako.
Hindi doon. January 10, nilunch pa siya to welcome her. Despedida na pa.
Okay, anyway. January 9 was my first day. If you follow me on Instagram or on TikTok, you would see na very genuine naman yung excitement ko. Like, ang aga-aga ko gumising, nag-ayos pa ako, ang ganda ng outfit check natin noon. So when I got there, syempre first day, actually wala pa yung pinaka, yung head namin sa sales noon. So wala pa akong ginagawa. And then, half day pa lang, or like mga 10 pa lang. Nararamdaman ko na, sabi ko, oh my gosh, bakit ang bagal ng oras sa office? As in, yung watch ko, kulang na lang ingud-ngud ko sa face ko para lang na parang, ang tagal, bakit ganun? Sira ba to? Like, gumaganan ako sa salir, like, sira ba yung watch ko? Tapos yung desk ko, kaharap din ng orasan, sabi ko, ah, hindi pala sira, parehas lang pala. So I was already messaging Mike, sabi ko, babe, like lunchtime, sabi ko, babe, parang hindi para sa akin pa o ganun. Kasi, hindi ako mapirmi sa upo ko. And at the same time kasi, before going to the office, we had, ano naman na, diba? Parang, may mga nagpaparamdam na inquiries for content creation. No, like for
tapos
content.
Tapos that whole day, nagko-content lang ako dito. Siya yeah. Nandun. Ako mga nakatatlo-apat na content ako. Siya nandun siya the whole time.
Yeah, so, nandun ako. Very ano na ako. Like, hindi na ako mapakali. Kasi,
nahuhuli siya.
Nasasayangan ako sa oras. And at the same time, yung mindset ko nung parang the week before that or nung weekend was I was going to build my TikTok na. So kumbaga ano ko noon, like ang dami kong gustong gawin sa TikTok, ang dami kong gustong i-film, ganyan. So yun, nagbibilang na ako ng oras, tapos naiiyak-iyak na ako, like wala pa kasi akong ginagawa. So sabi sa akin, inorienta ko. Guys, eto yun na, like I was waiting and I really wanted to feel a spark or may ma-feel ako na excitement towards the job or like kahit towards the company, 'di ba? Syempre kasi ganun naman sa work eh, 'di ba? Parang inaantay ko siya. Like hindi I went there with an open mind. I went there na I was very willing to learn, ganyan. Inaantay ko talaga na parang may ma-feel ako towards the job.
Nawala siyang na-feel.
Pero like 3 o'clock na, inorient na ako. Wala talaga. Kasi nga, yung utak ko nasa ibang bagay. And at the same time, sabi ko parang, kaya ko ba to na nandito ako? Eh kasi parang, kumbaga guys, parang na-experience ko yung work from home. And eto ha.
Na-experience mo yung freelance?
Oo, na-experience ko yung freelance, na-experience ko din yung work from home. Kasi may ibang mga jobs naman na pwedeng work from home. So in a way, nandun ka pa din sa...
Would you have survived if it was work from home pero still 9 to 5 siya?
I think mas iba yung feeling ko if
kasi
it was like that.
Kasi marami ka nagagawa.
Oh, kasi kumbaga hindi ka surrounded by office. Oh, kasi yung feeling ko dun, ni hindi ako makapag-phone, yung brightness ng laptop ko din nakasagad sa pinaka-dim kasi nahihiya ako. Like kahit lunchtime, nahihiya ako na nag-edit ako doon ng TikTok, nahihiya ako na nag-edit ako ng Instagram, ganun. So, yun nga. So, naramdaman ko na parang, oh my gosh, parang hindi ko kaya na nasa office ako, ganyan. As in, ano na ako, like, first day pa lang, naramdaman ko na parang, hala, parang hindi talaga. Like, hindi
pero
ako,
in denial pa rin siya.
Pero in denial ako. Like, parang hindi ako uubra dito ha. Parang, like, sabi ko, shucks, bakit ganun? Bakit wala akong maramdaman towards the job? Eh, kasi diba, like, dun sa past episodes natin, I was very excited. I was telling Mikey, no, you let me experience this, you let me learn, you let me see if para sa akin ba siya or hindi, ganyan. So, wala.
Which by the way, never ko siya sinabihan na mag-resign siya or whatever. Quiet lang ako the whole time.
You weren't quiet, babe.
No, see, I was just waiting
no,
for
si
you
Mikey
to say
was,
something.
Mikey was already hinting na sinabi ko naman sa'yo, may ganun siya. But it was in a nice way naman, diba? So, nag-5 o'clock. As in, legit, pagdating ng 4:57 pa lang, ready na yung gamit ko. Nagbibilang na ako ng oras. So, 5 o'clock, umalis na ako. Tapos, pagsakay ko ng car, pagka-drive ko, traffic. Sabi ko, oh my gosh. Like, umiiyak ako sa car. Promise, umiiyak ako sa car. Kasi sabi ko, if magiging ganito yung schedule, parang hindi ko lalo kakayanin. Kasi, gigising ako 7, kailangan ko pumunta. Actually, hindi. I woke up at 6. Kailangan umaalis ako ng 7 kasi walang parking. Tapos, 8 start na kagad. 5, pag-alis mo, sobrang traffic. As in, sobrang traffic talaga nung way pa uwi. Sabi ko, parang tumigil lahat nung nakasanayan kong gawin. Hindi ako naka-workout, wala akong content, hindi ako makapag-shoot. So sabi ko, umiiyak na ako nun talaga. Nagbe-message ako kay Mikey na parang, babe, paano ba to? Parang mag-resign na ata ako.
Tapos sabi niya parang, I'll give it a week.
Oh, sabi ko, I'll give it a week. Tapos, nung pa-uwi ako, guys, I was praying so hard. As in, may rosary kami sa car. Hinahawakan ko yun. Sabi ko, Lord, please give me a sign. Kasi nararamdaman ko na parang, aayawan ko to eh. Like, nararamdaman ko na. So, syempre, di ba, kailangan magdasal tayo pag may mga ganun. So, nagdasal ako. I was telling the Lord, sabi ko, please give me a sign related to content creation. Na, kung para sa akin talaga yung content creation, bigyan mo ako ng sign with regards to content creation. So I was praying the whole night. Actually, pumunta pa ako dito kay Mikey. Umiyak ako kay Mikey. Dapat mag-episode kami noon pero hindi kami nag-episode. Kasi umiiyak lang ako. Tapos si Mikey, doon yun, pinarealize niya. In a way, nung pauwi ako, inisip ko na din, as in winiway ko na lahat. Sabi ko, paano ba to? Sanay ako sa regular income. Sanay ako na monthly may dumadating. Pag nag-content creation ako, pag nag-full-time content creation ako, I will never know when the payment will come. I will never know when the brands would approach me. But
there's a lot of there's a lot of creating content na libre. Let's face it. There are still more. We still release more content that are free. Walang sponsor, walang brand. Because paano ka nga naman kukunin ng brand kung puro sponsored post ka lang, di ba? So a lot of organic posts that in time are worth everything. Kumbaga yung mga brands na pumapasok, sobrang sulit yung mga libre mong ginagawa kasi talagang they take care of you.
Yeah, parang kumbaga...
Pero a lot of free content.
Investment kasi siya.
Investment contents.
Honestly, I was weighing it all out. Siyempre, I needed to look at it financially. Kasi syempre, at this at 22, may binabayaran din naman akong bills. And at the same time, with, let's say, content creation, may mga kailangan din akong pag-invest sa mga gamit, like damit, di ba? Paano pag may event, anong... Hindi pwede kasi na... Honestly,
hindi pwedeng ganun ka sa pair mo kung nagko-content ka.
Oh, and at the same time, hindi rin ako pwede na... Syempre, iniisip ko yun na, if I quit this, mawawalan ako ng regular income. Yeah. Nasanay ako sa monthly for 1 year.
Yeah.
And I must say na, yung benefits ng regular paying job.
Okay din.
Okay din naman talaga siya.
Oh, which by the way, bago may tuloy yan, which by the way, we just wanna clarify. Sinabi na namin to before, there are people who are perfect for office jobs, regular jobs. There are people who are just not programmed that way. Walang mali, either way. I think we also need to throw away the mentality na, ano ba naman yan, hindi mo kaya mag-opisina. I think we should throw that away then because on the other side, hindi mo kayang mag-risk doing what you love to do. Meron kasi mga ganun eh. May mga tao din na would love to get out of the office and, you know, start something. But it's too risky, it's too scary, which walang problema, di ba? Kumbaga, you will just really need to pick a side. And it just so happens with CK, ang kagandahan naman kay CK is na-experience niya yung freelance side. So, basically, when she left yung office niya, which I tried also in 2017, 3 months ako nag-office, siya 3 days, mas mahirap yung decision ko because I didn't know what I was gonna do after eh. So, a lot of people are going through that now. A lot of working people now are, if I do stop this, even, kasi di ako masaya eh, but if I do stop this, anong gagawin ko after? Ang maganda kay CK, ang swerte siya is because meron na talaga siyang mapupuntahan na binild na niya technically last year na kumikita na ngayon. Mas mahirap yan kung hindi ka pa kumikita. Feeling ko kung hindi ka pa kumikita content, baka hindi ka nag-resign.
Oo. Yeah, yun na? Nga. Oo, wait lang. So, yun nga din. Parang I wanted to go there also to that point. Kasi diba, I'm very open sa Instagram. Kasi may stories eh. So, people who follow me on Instagram, you know that kumbaga updated kayo and some of you nag-react when I said I quit my job, I resigned after 2 days. So some, yung iba parang, it's okay, ganyan talaga, you're 22, you're supposed to feel that way, I'm gonna go there later. But may mga nagsabi nga din na parang, why did you quit? Parang, bakit naman nag-quit ka na kagad? May ganun. So,
sa TikTok lalo. Kasi dapat talaga hiwala yung TikTok.
Parang ano naman.
Dapat hiwala yung social media na matatanda.
Parang wala naman sa TikTok.
That's
so,
such a matanda ano, mindset. Okay.
So yun. Si Mikey, he talked to me nga. He was telling me na, why can't you look at content creation as a... Kumbaga, it's something that would still give you income, di ba? And yun nga lang.
Better income.
I weighed it all out. And kumbaga, with regards to what Mikey said, di ba he told me naman na, he said kanina na, I was able to build something. And nung time na yon, nung Monday na yon, Monday night, doon ko na-realize na, hey, parang I'm at a good place pala na pwede ko pala siyang gawin
na full time.
Oo na, like to say full time or yeah. Pwede ko siyang gawin as a career. Yeah. Tapos doon ko din talaga na-realize how my heart is with content creation.
Like finally, you know, guys, sa mga nakanood nung huli, yung episode na to talaga, she was really in that mode na, para sa akin ba to, blah, 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 blah. Can you imagine ngayon, nandiyan na siya? I'm not even saying anything, nakikinig lang ako sa kanya. content creation really for me. Oh, gumagana na siya ngayon. I'm so proud.
No, it's just
how far we've come.
It's not, you know, I still don't see it as content creation is for me.
So if someone asks you,
babe, I just see it as content creation is something that I actually love doing. So I can finally say now, na I don't want to say na content creation is for me. I just, the way I see it, pwede ko nang sabihin na yun yung passion ko.
Okay. So if someone asks you right now, dati kasi, pag may nagtanong sa'yo, sinasabi mo, social media manager ng...
I will tell people now na...
Pag may nagtanong na sa'yo, ano ka?
Content creator. Kasi it's...
Aminin mo na lang kasi nung gabi na yun, yung sign talaga, may nag-message na brand.
Wait lang, babe! Ay, ruin the
kwento. Bakit? Totoo naman eh.
It wasn't that night.
Ah, it wasn't ba? Pero yun yung sign? I'm ask you a serious question though. What was the sign? Finally. Kasi sinabi mo sa akin nun. Until now, I honestly don't know eh. Because she said she'll give it till Friday. Where did it come from na, okay, resign na ako bukas?
Hindi siya dumating ng Monday, babe.
Okay, so wala dumating.
Okay, wait lang. Can you put down your mic again and let me talk? Let me kwento again from my perspective. So, di lahat na naisip ko, like during that night, dun ko talaga na-embrace na, hey, I can do content creation. And again, na-consider ko yun, siguro mga 85%, 90%, I was for content creation. Kasi nga, like maging practical na din tayo, guys. Like, practical in a way na inisip ko yung financial side niya. Na, syempre, I was thinking, paano to? Eh, pag nawala akong regular income, paano yung bills? Paano yung panggastos ko? But, I was lucky enough na the year before, I was able to save also. Like, yung iba, hindi pa dumadating. Pero alam ko na, alam mo yun, hindi pa siya dumadating. Kasi again, with content creation, people need to understand that it's already, like sabi ng HR namin, in a way, nagiging profession na din siya. And we can't hide the fact that people earn from content creation. And to be given a chance to earn from that, from something na na-enjoy kong gawin, I'm very grateful. And at the same time, for me to be able to decide na parang kaya ko naman pala muna na to live off of what I was able to save or from what I was able to earn from content creation from the past year. Kasi 2022, my regular income, it paid for the bills. Nagbabayad ako ng laptop, ng phone, ng ganyan. So, kumbaga, wala akong savings from my regular income. Wala. Lahat ng savings ko because of content creation. And again, I had to weigh that out. Kasi, pag nawala yung regular income, yung pambills ko ngayon, nakadepende na yan sa content creation, which is very, hindi siya monthly, period. You'll never know when it will come. You'll never know. It'll take you months na mabayaran, ganun. So, Tuesday, I still went to the office. Nag-fit check pa ako.
May fit check day 2 pa siya noon.
Kasi nga, gagawin ko dapat yun. Every day, guys, mag-fit check tayo. Fit check day 2. But, ano na ako nun, parang sabi ko, oh my gosh. I was already, eto guys ha, Monday night, nakatulog ako 2 a.m. Tuesday, I had to wake up at 6. And I was already dreading going to the office. Kasi yun nga, nandun na yung feeling na parang, ay, ito na naman, nasa office na, mag-office na naman ako. So, Tuesday, I went there and I said, sige, I'll try to do what I'm supposed to do. Like at this point, at my new job. So, I was researching, I was trying to find clients already, I was building a contact list. Binigyan na din ako nung list na parang, okay, ito pwede nating itap to, ganyan-ganyan. But at the same time, I was still continuing to pray. Sabi ko, Lord, again, if hindi ako para dito, bigyan mo ako ng sign na content creation. With regards to content creation. And at the same time, I was already, I talked to a lot of friends the night before. Parang, paano ba to? Like, I talked to one friend, si Ate Camille. She's in the corporate world. She's very happy with her job. Very ano siya, kumbaga again, there are people na parang they're okay with working sa offices, ganyan. So I talked to them and then they said na give it a week, ganyan. So lunchtime biglang may nag-email na brand. I was waiting, di ba, for a sign, basically. So, sabi ko, wala na. Yun na yung sign. So, that was my... Yun na yung sign ko to really embrace content creation and to really, kumbaga, be at peace with myself na hindi talaga ako for the office. So, when I received that, I told Mike, sabi ko, babe, this is the sign. Lahat ng kinausap ko, sinabi ko na ito yung sign ay, ito yung hinihingi ko kay Lord. And at the same time, nung araw na yon, I was getting more confident na parang I would take the risk na I will quit the office job and focus on content creation. Kasi, I was thinking about it talaga, yung time na sana nagko-content ako, yung time na sana I was investing on content, I was uploading, I was shooting, wala kasi, like, hindi, mukhang hindi ko siya kayang isabay. And at this point, in our, parang sa social media ngayon, I mean, for me ha, at this point, parang sayang if I stop.
Oh, natayo mo, na-build mo na eh. Kumbaga, nagsa-stop ka dun sa time na namumungan eh.
Mm-mm.
Iba yun kung nag-stop ka dun sa time na nagtatanim ka pa, hindi mo pa alam ano mangyayari. E problema, nag-stop ka dun sa time na eto na, na-feel mo na yung results, yung blessings dahil dun sa pinaghirapan mo nung umpisa. So, it's really the worst time to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the worst because if you stop habang nagtatanim, pwede pa. Kumbaga, 'di ba? Ano 'yun? What do you call that? Wala pa naman eh. If you stop pag talagang doon ka na sa dulo na ang dami na maximize mo na siya. Okay pa eh, pwede pa. Pero nandun ka talaga dun sa time na kung kailan pinagkakakita mo na siya, kung kailan napapansin ka na, kung kailan lumalaki na yung influence mo, yung followers mo or whatever, dun pa siya titigil. So,
yeah, worst. So, yun din nga naisip ko na nasasayangan talaga ako sa oras, guys. As in,
oh, so, ano nga yung, ano babe? Ano yung...
Yun nga, I already told.
Yeah, I did. I heard you. So,
that was the sign, diba? Yeah. So, Tuesday night, tinapos ko yung work, guys. Tinapos ko siya until 5 ulit. I was still doing it kasi may hindi ka naman pwedeng oy ito yung sign, lalayas na ako. Hindi pwedeng ganun, 'di ba?
Lumayas siya the next day pa.
So, umalis ako the next day, pero again,
napaganda mo talaga. Next day umalis na siya.
So, nung gabi,
pero nag-lunch kayo, 'di ba?
Oo, pero yun kasi babe, again, my bosses kasi, yung big bosses in the company were in a way my second parents. So, imagine guys, like I had to put that also pala na they were like my second parents kasi they're the parents of my best friend. They knew me since high school. And then, my social media job was also because of them. It was within the same group of companies. And then, yung pinaka-boss ko dun sa company na pinasukan ko for sales is, yun nga, in a way, my dad. So, the whole time, imagine how I felt during Monday until Tuesday. Hiyang-hiya ako, guys. As in, hiyang-hiya ako kasi I felt as if I told them I wanted to quit, it's like telling my parents, my own parents, na I didn't want to do it or para akong magpapaalam na ayoko na tumira sa bahay. Parang ganun yung feeling. And at the same time, I'm very grateful to them kasi na nahiya akong ma-disappoint sila. Na binigyan ka namin ng opportunity, binigyan ka namin ng job, tapos aalisan mo after 2 days. I felt like if I told them what I really felt, ungrateful ako. So, I was weighing all that.
Which, by the way, did not, shouldn't have been a factor. I'm sorry. Like, I love your second parents. Alam nila yan. And even them, diba? They were very supportive of you. Pero sinabi ko talaga kay CK yun, tapon mo muna yung may magagalit sa'yo, may magtatampo sa'yo, may mag... Kung ma-disappoint sila, ma-disappoint sila. Ako, kahit ako, di ba? Nag-office ka. I told you, sige, kung natatakot ka, ma-disappoint ako na mag-office ka, huwag mo ako isipin. Kung magagawin mo yung gusto mo, gawin mo yung tingin mong kailangan mong gawin
yeah
for your life. Oh, eh.
Well, everything naman, like, when I went to the office, I was also thinking na, alam mo si Mikey, he thinks I'm not for this eh. Iniisip ko pa din yun. My mom was really excited. My mom was so excited for me to go to the office. The day before, he was like, uy, mag-office ka na bukas. Oh my gosh. First day ko, sabi niya, wow, you're going to the office. And then, I was scared also to disappoint my mom. Kasi ayoko na ma-feel ang mom ko. Kasi syempre, work from home ako for 1 year. I felt as if my mom, kumbaga yung vision ng mom ko for me, hindi niya nakikita kasi I wasn't in the office. I didn't have a regular office job na araw-araw nasa office. Alam mo yun, lagi ka naka-formal, lagi ka naka-ganyan. So, little by little, yung mom ko nung first day pa lang, kinamusta ako and I already told her. I told her na, Mommy, I feel like hindi to para sa akin. Like, nasasayangan ako sa oras, ganyan-ganyan. So, Tuesday night, on my second day, nung gabing yon nung second day ko, nagsabi na ako dun sa second parents ko. More of dun sa parang second mom ko. So, naghint ako sa kanya na parang, can I talk to you tomorrow? So, nung sinabi ko sa kanya yon, she had the feeling na daw. So, instead of me telling them the next day, like, nag-usap na kami nung night before. Because she felt na, she told me na parang, ate, parang I know this na. She told me. And then sabi niya, wag. As in, gumanon siya. And then I was already crying. Like, I was crying. I was telling her na, Mom, I was really waiting. Ganyan. I was really waiting for it to excite me. I was waiting for a spark. But at this time, yung heart ko and yung mind ko is with content creation. Everything that I could have done for the past 2 days, nasa content creation. Binigay nga nila sa akin yung job offer. Ang tagal ko bago pinirmahan. Like, and then I told her everything. And my second parents were, yung sinabi nila sa akin na, it's okay na follow your heart. And they asked me again, sabi niya, ilang taon ka na? I said, 22. And they said na, at that point in your life, which happens to a lot of people, meron pa lang, there's such thing as crossroads. Na parang you have to decide or doon mo malalaman kung para saan ka talaga. And then, doon ko na-realize sa parang, oo nga no, I'm at that point na pala na I have to choose. Honestly, parang I see it as stability and my passion. Period. Kasi, in-embrace ko na passion ko talaga is content creation. But, again, sa content creation, hindi siya as stable as other people would think. Na, wow, puro siya content, ayaman na siguro niyan. It's not like that. It's not easy, and at the same time, it's scary. So then, third day, pumunta kagad ako sa HR. So nagsabi na ako sa HR na, ayoko na po. Tapos umiyak ako dun sa HR kasi sabi ko na nahiyang-hiya ako. Like, not just dun sa second parents ko, but to everyone in the company, na they welcome me, they were very nice, tapos, they all thought na, kumbaga, I was the parang bagong office mate, ganyan. Tapos, aalis ako. So, she also told me the same thing na, kumbaga, at this point, it's okay, and andun ka nga sa age na yun, wherein, may crossroads talaga na you have to choose. And at the same time, sinabi niya nga na content creation is actually becoming a profession. And if you have the luxury, hindi naman luxury, if you were given a chance to do it and to earn from it, and if you actually enjoy it, yun yung sinabi niya, if you actually enjoy it, if your heart is there, then go for it. It's okay. Gumanon siya. So, ayun, after nun, sobrang gaan ang pakiramdam ko. As in, sobrang gaan na parang bumalik lahat sa normal yung buhay ko. Like, after 2 days, 3 days, 2 pala, na feeling ko nagulo yung mundo ko, na parang, oh my God, ano ba to? Sobrang gaan pag alis ko. So, after that, my best friend messaged me. She said, how are you? Kasi I told her na, I resigned. And then I told her na I'm happy. I'm happy and I'm worried at the same time. But I don't mind being worried. Siyempre, kinakabahan ako kasi like afternoon, wala nang regular income. I get as much as I put out with content creation. Pag masipag ka, baka may magbunga, or hopefully may magbunga, may magbubunga, may manifest natin na magbubunga yung kasipagan. Pero pag tamad-tamad ka, walang mangyayari sa akin. So, ayun. That's the Iris Sign story.
Well, before we finish this episode, we'll just cut this to a full episode na. So before we finish this episode, yun, ang sinabi ko lang kay Sikel, hopefully, you can finally take content creation, like, you look at it as a profession, and it's something that you really will put your 100% into it. Kasi forever since the start we've been doing this, I'm not saying mas masipag ako sa kanya, masipag din siya, but I was always the one who said, it's either I do this or patay. Kasi even though I had TV5 and all that, I still do, diba? PBA, my commentating career. Shoot First is content creation. So that's not part of it. My only regular income, is TBA, TV5, Signal. So even though I had that, I knew na I wanted more eh. Which by the way, sobrang swerte ko na sa TV5. Sobrang inaalagaan ako dun. But I also knew na hindi, kailangan ko yung content creation if I want to, you know, climb the ladder financially and all that. So I was always the one who looked at it as, if I don't do this, I don't know what else I'm gonna do. She was the one all along na, oy, sa January naman magkaka-office ako. Again, this is something that people have to go through, especially at that age. I went through that when I was 27. Medyo matanda na ako noon, 30. Siya, 22 pa lang, so swerte siya. But there will come a point na aabutan mo na, okay, am I gonna risk the stability for something that I wanna do and I wanna build on? Syempre may ano eh, there's different situations for everyone naman eh. Sometimes talagang hindi ka pwedeng mag-risk masyado kasi siguro may family ka na, or may binubuhay ka, or maybe ikaw breadwinner, ganun. Syempre again, it depends on your situation eh. Again, I think CK is very blessed, very fortunate enough to have that leeway to risk na kahit wala siyang monthly in the coming months or maybe forever, mabubuhay siya. Very fortunate siya doon. At sobrang fortunate din niya na yung na-experience niyang office sa second parents niya. Because sa ibang kumpanya yon, hindi ka makakaalis. Di ba? Tagal ng proseso bago ka makaalis. Di ba? Tapos, talagang magkakagulo muna bago ka i-let go. So, may mga bagay talaga na that went for her, eh, which is not her fault naman. Talagang nalagay siya sa sitwasyon na yon. Pero yun, when she resigned, that's when I was like, can you please take it seriously na? Wala nang fallback eh. I think that is what will stop you from being great at being a freelancer, at being someone who wants to build her own business, identity, brand, is fallback. Because if you have fallback, bakit ko kailangan i-build yung brand at a pace na pwede kong gawin? Eh, may fallback naman ako eh. May papasok naman ang pera sa 15 eh. Sa 30, may papasok naman eh. So, I don't have to rush and do five videos a day because I can make one video a day. Why? Eh, kasi may fallback naman ako eh. Diba? Which is something I really didn't like for myself. Although, swerte din naman ako sa sitwasyon ko. But with CK, yun na nga. Buti na lang din na she can finally let that go and she can finally say na, ayan, sinasabi naman niya, content creator na siya. So, she's gonna put her 100% into that because if she doesn't, sabi ko, ito ang kagandahan ng sitwasyon na kahit paano na-build mo na eh. Kasi may momentum ka na eh. Takot siya mawawala. Takot siya, by the way, takot siya na may brand na kumuha sa amin. I mean, for the first weekend, 2 weeks of January, sobrang swerte na namin sa mga brands na lumalapit. Sobrang covered kami for the next how many months? 2 weeks pa lang ang dumadaan. And she's scared na baka wala lang pumasok. Ako yung nag-assure sa kanya, no. If you don't stop, then wala kang problema. Kasi may na-build ka, may momentum ka. Now, if you stop, yun talaga babagsak. If you just rest on, uy, okay na yung 2 weeks na, yung first 2 weeks natin sa January, pwede na to ha, buhay ka na. Mm. And if you stop, And then, hindi napapasok. But then, yun nga, sabi ko, if you don't stop, it will continue to come in. It they will continue to consider na, oh, pwede natin kong ambassador to, or we can collab with this couple, or with this girl, with this guy. Kasi, tuloy-tuloy ka eh. Diba? So, in this side of the fence, if you should only be scared if you have the tendency to rest, mm-hmm, if you have the tendency to be content, na tama na, okay na ako eh. Yun yung ayoko. I don't like that. Kasi sometimes if you close a big deal, if you close a big brand, pwede ka na magpahinga muna. Di ba may mga ganun?
Mm-hmm.
Ano ka muna, babanat ka, and then when you get that, oh, pwede na ako magpahinga. Mm-hmm. I could have done that when I finally got into the PBA. I created content, napansin ako ng PBA, pinasok ako doon. I could have said, oy, okay na ako. Ito na yung goal ko eh. But no eh, di ba, you have to continue. So finally, yeah, no, without that fallback kay CK, wala na siyang choice.
Yeah. And
wala
ay, ano naman,
kung hindi mag-content.
Ano naman, babe? Kumbaga, nung 2 days na gulong-gulo ako, and my heart was really for content creation, I knew na if I choose content creation, I need to, wala na talaga yung ano. I also realized that myself na parang wala na yan. Like, wala na yung regular income. Wala nang mag-a-assure sa akin na okay ako, ganun. Ako na lang, sarili ko na lang. I needed to really accept na ang aasahan ko, sarili ko. Kasi ako yung gagawa ng way. Ako yung dahilan kung either meron akong kikitain or wala.
Which is the best, para sa akin lang ha, the best setup. I never liked getting paid based on my time. Gusto ko output-based. You will only get out as much as you put in. Because that way, excited ka every day. You are excited to work. Bakit? Kung hindi ako magtatrabaho today, hindi ako kikita. Unlike if, again, no shot at yung mga regular jobs. Ako lang to, ako. Personally, I don't like it because whether or not tamarin ako today, magsipag man ako, I go the distance, I go more than what is expected of me, or I cut myself short. Sa 15, pareho lang ang papasok. Sa 30, pareho lang ang papasok sa akin. I never liked that setup. Kasi lumaki ako basketball player eh. So, kung regular na gumagawa ako sa games, yung mga PBA players ngayon, oh, kung si Mikey Williams ka, kung si Robert Bolick ka, kung si CJ Perez ka, tas ganyan ang ginagawa mo sa games, gumagawa ka more, edi you get the big contracts. Pero kung hindi ka magaling, kahit sobrang sipag mo, let's face it, di ba? You get the smaller contract. So I was always output-based growing up. That's why I hate that. So ngayon, kung ngayon na nga, nasa sa'yo na yan. So kung hindi ka babangon at hindi ka magsisipag at hindi mo, you won't, even on the days, especially on the days na ayaw mong gumawa, ayun yung mga kailangan mo talaga i-force yung sarili mo. Because walang paycheck na papasok sa 15, people. Walang paycheck na papasok sa 30. So paano na? How will you live that life you want na na-experience mo na itong second half of 2022? So, wala na. Nandun na siya dun sa crossroads. Actually, wala na siya sa wala na siya sa crossroads. Nandun na siya sa...
Tumawid na ako, guys.
Patay.
Bang.
Nandun siya sa patay. Pag wala kang ginawa, patay.
Yeah,
patay talaga.
And ano din naman,
tsaka
parang...
may pressure na. Kasi may brands na.
May pressure.
Pressure na, guys. Ako, napipressure na ako. May
and
brands na.
At the same time kasi, parang I really realized how I can't be complacent. I can't be, uy, ang ganda ng pumasok na deal. I need to keep moving forward na parang invest. Wala. Tapos, at the same time, ito yung sinabi sa akin nung second dad ko na parang he said na, if you enjoy what you're doing, it's not gonna feel like work. So parang,
it does not feel like work. Ito
parang, kumbaga sa akin kasi, nag-iinarte ako guys eh. Pag nangita nyo sa TikTok, sa IG, nag-iinarte ako, nagsasayaw ako doon. I love doing that. It doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like ang nakakapagod siya, ganun. Kung pagod ka, masaya ka. And this isn't something na you feel just with like freelance ha. Some people, they feel this
sa office.
Oo, diba?
Sa office.
So yun lang, parang it's not just about like, let's say it's sa money, no? It's not. Kumbaga sa akin kasi yung happiness ko with regards to work, dito ko siya naramdaman eh.
Ako kasi talagang content creation to me, it's changed my life that anybody who asks me, about it, talagang I'm all for it. Eh. Talagang go, pasok mo yan. Kung gusto mo, ipasukin mo. It's not for everyone, but I feel like everyone should at least try.
And ano talaga, so, like, not just content creation, social media.
Social media.
Sobrang ganda ng,
yeah, because like, if you have a business and you're not on social media, then you're not maximizing your business. If you have a brand but you're not on social media, you're not maximizing your brand. If you yourself brand ka, tas wala ka, hindi ka masyado active sa social media, you're not maximizing it. Iba yung tingin ko sa social media ngayon kasi it's changed my life. The good and the bad, I embrace. Kaya, good. Good. So, yung sinabi ko sa kanya, huwag na tayong babalik ever sa topic na to, na mag-office ka or whatever. Huwag ever, because she never heard it from me. Kahit nung time. Ganun ako kaset eh. Nung experience ko yung dinaanan niya, dinaanan ko in 2017, tapos nag-resign ako in 3 months. Ganun ako kaset. Because there were times, no, content wasn't doing well. May time inoperahan ako and I didn't know what to do. Wala pang shoot first noon. Hindi ko pa alam how I was gonna pivot from YouTube to shoot, from interviewing players to shoot first. I didn't know. Wala pa lahat yun. And I know deep inside, she was like, ano kayang gagawin itong boyfriend ko? No, like deep inside, ano kayang gagawin niya? Alam ko may tiwala ka sa akin na I'm not gonna stop and I'm gonna find a way. Pero you were curious as to ano kayang gagawin itong boyfriend ko? Hindi ba ito mag-office?
Hindi kaya. You know, I never felt that.
De, pero like, anong next na nga? Anong next?
Mine lang was just like,
anong next?
May susunod to. Yun lang.
Oo nga.
But it
wasn't
a question.
You didn't know what it was. Yeah. But, yun nga. But, not a moment na nagpasa utak ko na, sige, mag-apply na nga ulit ako. Maybe nga, doon din ako uuwi. Never. So, just kept going, kahit medyo nagsistruggle, di ba? And then, namunga din in the end. Yun lang. So, anybody who's going through that, it's normal. Yun yung sinasabi sa akin nung umiyak siya sa akin. Sabi ko, normal yan eh. Wag mong, don't think na mali ka for not, that nothing clicked when you were in the office. Yun yung naging feeling niya na may mali ba sa akin na hindi ako yung office type. Because nga, yun yung kinalakihan niya eh, na thinking eh. Which I think anybody naman in this generation, yun yung kakalakihan mo. Especially because she never saw herself as, pwede palang maging profession yung content creation. Feeling niya hobby lang yun. But yeah, it's addicting eh. It's addicting. I just wanna say this with, nag-viral si Donalyn dito eh. Diba?
Oh,
nag-viral
yeah.
Siya, diba? Yung balik back to work. I think mali yung phrase, mali yung sinabi niya. I think it was very insensitive. But I will say this. As a freelancer, ito, dito siya nagkamali eh. As a freelancer, you wanna go back to work. Doon siya nagkamali. As a regular job, pwede na. Ayoko pa mag-Monday. Ayoko pa, break po muna. Siyempre, kasi iba nga yung mind frame, iba yung mindset eh. As a freelancer, and you know this, babe, weekly, I hate weekends. I hate weekends. Sinasabi ko kay Sika yan, puta, Sabado na naman. Pag Sunday na, Monday na ulit bukas, babe. Monday na ulit bukas. Why? Because as a freelancer, hindi ka kumikita dun sa off days. Hindi ka kumikita dun eh. Pero, I assume sa regular job, di ba, kumikita ka sa off days. I assume. Kasi that's part of your 1530 eh.
Pero ano naman yun, babe? Actually naman sa office, kumbaga, ang considered paid sa'yo, yung working days.
Oh, pero still,
Sundays,
like, yun na nga. Even
you can earn if you have, siguro, mga ano, pero...
May extra ba doon? I don't know eh.
Oh, may mga extra. Kunyari, okay. Nagpumasok
overtime
ka.
Overtime pay, ganun.
Oh,
OT
or
pay.
Mga special...
Gets ko. Pero ang sinasabi ko lang, ako, maybe me, personally. Sige, wag ko na i-consider ibang tao. Personally, ako. I love Mondays. I hated the break. I hated it because I felt like natigil yung momentum ko, nag-stagnant yung ano, kaya hindi kami tumigil gumawa ng content during the break because kailangan eh, you have to keep going. So, I feel like mali lang yung, mali talaga yung office, mali talaga yung sinabi niya. Pero, nung una kong nabasa, because, again, doon siya nagkamali, naging insensitive siya eh. Nilahat niya eh.
Mm-hmm.
Nilahat niya even yung mga, hindi naman same, di ba, both. Pero ako, I love Mondays and it's addicting. Because again, you can't rest eh. So it's addicting to us na may pumasok na brand. Okay, ano next? Ganun eh. Next, okay, next. Okay, next. Okay, next. Hindi siya, uy, okay na. Parang feeling ko wala tuloy. Feeling ko talaga walang end point. Walang end point.
Ako naman, with, ano, like right now, andun nga kami sa parang kailangan tuloy-tuloy ka.
May end point ba ikaw tingin mo?
Feeling ko, like ako, end point, honestly, meron.
Ano?
And I can't say it, but I know na meron. That's why
no,
this
no,
is...
No, end point as in sa'yo manggagaling, ha? Iba yung end point na nalaos tayo.
Babe,
hindi natin control yun, eh.
Oh,
pero yung from you...
Like, kaya ganun yung isip ko ngayon is, ini-enjoy ko siya, masaya siya. But I feel like either something na uncontrollable happened, kaya ako nag-stop.
Ayun, or given
baka,
yun, given yun.
Baka, kinoconsider ko din na baka dahil sa akin, kaya ako mag-stop. But at right now, at this moment, I would say na parang I want to keep moving forward. I want to keep going. I want to do this. Na I'm still praying, I'm still believing, I'm manifesting a lot of things na sana hindi siya mag-stop. Mm. But hindi ko rin inaano yung mind ko na baka ako magsabi na pwedeng mag-stop na. Kasi parang my goal naman talaga is, and I don't look at this as a forever thing. Hindi. I know there will come a point na what if something happened tas nawala. That's why now na andito ako, gusto ko na minamaximize ko lahat yung yeah. pwedeng, di ba, parang yun nga yung goal namin ni Mikey. With everything na pwedeng namin makuha dito, hindi lang kami labas ng labas, mag-i-invest kami, and then mag-iipon kami. Kasi we also want something na, kumbaga, stable income, or what do you call that again? The passive income. Passive. So, syempre kami, di ba, parang...
Naman yun. Yung may ibang cash flow.
Oo, gusto kumbaga, yun. Ngayon, yun yung gusto namin na parang, ano, magbe-build kami, mag-iipon kami, and then we also want to start a business. Yeah. Kasi syempre, di ba, gusto naman namin na, alam ko na, we can't do this like, forever. And this isn't something
yun, matik.
Na,
hindi rin... I'm just rin, saying, I don't see it coming from us.
Ako parang, like,
I can't see it. Even for you, I can't see
siguro
it.
Parang,
ikaw yung magsasabi na, even if ikaw magsasabi, kunyari may brand na lumapit sa'yo, ayoko na po gumawa ng content eh.
Hindi naman. It's just that sa akin kasi, siguro nakikita ko siya na mangyayari if may business na. Na parang yun
pero
na yung handle
if,
ko. Feeling ko ganun, babe.
Di.
Kasi
bakit?
Babe, ano?
If ito, kunyari, siyempre, kung yung tulit-tulit, kumaya tumuloy-tuloy, oh, nagkapera tayo because of this. Nagtayo ka ng business dyan. Why will you stop the essence?
Hindi, babe. Don't get me wrong, ah. Hindi siya dahil pagsisiki ganito na nagka-business, magsa-stop na. Hindi ko naman sinabing pag nagka-business ako, magsa-stop ako. Mm. But what if yung mga business na yon or yung mga inaasikaso mo, kailangan na
but,
parang ikaw na yung nagmamanage.
But wouldn't the business flourish because of the content?
I'm just saying, right now, babe, like, wag mong like, accept it na nakikita ko na baka mangyari sa akin yun. If ikaw, you don't see yourself na you're going to say na magsa-stop
ako. Kasi feel ko lang ako, tama ka dun eh. At the end of the day, you want to put up a business. You want to put up something na regular income mo. Maybe many. Kung pala, hindi pala rin. Many, oh. But you won't stop the essence. Unless nga sayo na, unless something happens to you na pumangit tayo, tumanda tayo, then that's not within our control.
Basta ako, I want to maximize this. Whatever.
Yeah,
lahat
maximize.
Ng ginagawa natin. Like, I want to maximize it. I want to keep doing it. Yun lang. So,
tama.
let's stay there. But, yun nga. Siyempre, yung goal ko naman talaga in life is to really get to a point na, alam mo yun, nagmamanage ka na lang ng business. Wala, parang, siguro, it's not...
Ay, ako, gusto ko, may binabayaran ako. Para manage mo nga yan.
Oh, babe. May ganun naman talaga, love. May ganun naman. But there are also people
business
who
business ka
wants...
talaga, ano? Di ko rin makita sa sarili ko eh, na may business.
Kasi,
sa lang.
Yung, ito yung difference namin ni Mikey.
Manager
si
pay.
Si Mikey kasi, I'll pay you. Report to me lang. Ako, I like being on top of things.
No. I like being on top of my
babe,
content.
Pero,
I'm saying business-wise, I'm just not a businessman.
I'm just saying, ito ah, sige. Oh.
Not an entrepreneur.
Wait. eto, I'll tell you now. If you like being on top of things, do you still ask me about your BIR? Do you still ask me about...
No. I like being on top of things with the things that I'm interested in. I'm saying I'm not interested in businesses. Yun sinasabi ko. I'm not interested in being an entrepreneur. I am interested in making money, but I'm not interested in being an entrepreneur. I'm saying that I'm not interested in BIR. If I'm interested in something, then by walang nobody touch that shit because that's all mine. If I'm interested, like my content, walang gagalaw niyan. I don't like it. Wala akong editor lang. I'm saying I don't see myself as the type who will be into business. Ano bang ginagawa ko ngayon? O sige, invest tayo dyan. Ako taga-promote. Basta wala na akong hahawakan dyan sa business na yan. Yan, kunyari si Hero Mindset, meron kaming mga collab. Oh, ang offer niya sa akin is, sige, 50-50 tayo, pero ako gagawa na lahat, wala ka lang problemahin, ikaw lang magpo-promote. Ako lang magpo-promote. Yeah, oh, sige, game, fine. Promote ako, ganyan. Hindi ko lang makita sarili ko mag-entrepreneur. Yun yung sinasabi ko. Now, if I have money, ano lang ako? Investor. Oh, yan. Oh, umiikot yung pera ko. Diyan na yan. Oh, ito, diyan na yan. Yeah. Ikaw talaga kasi, I'm saying, you have a, parang meron ka in you na gusto mo talaga maging businesswoman, entrepreneur, inaasikaso mo yung deliveries,
No, like, it's, ito kasi like, ito ah, ito lang yung point ko with the whole, I'll stop this thing. Again, my goal for this is, di ba, yung goal ko talaga is to have, yung ganun, multiple,
yun in, eh, tama parang, nga, babe.
No nga, yun nga lang sinasabi ko. Honestly, I like what you're doing. Gusto ko yung ganyan na parang, sige, ikaw na bahala. Tapos, I also want that. It's just that, real, parang sa akin kasi, as a person, OC ako. Yun. Kaya okay. Gusto ko na ako nagmamanage.
Gets. So,
parang, so hindi question, ko kaya na, yeah.
That's
hindi
why, ako involved. That's why you're kind of saying that you see an end point. Because, when you make enough money already, when you make enough money to open something.
Either to open something yung or
focus mo. Because nga, your end goal, yun nga sinasabi mo, your end goal is to have a business that is yours, that you will manage, that you will build. Which is, yun nga sinasabi ko, ang difference lang is, you have that in your head na, gusto ko to eh, ito gusto ko to. Diba? So, yun sinasabi ko, that's why, dun lang tayo nagkaiba. Because may ganun kang tendency na gusto ko magka-business. Eh ako nga, hindi. Parang feeling ko magiging content creator ako my whole life. Because even if kunyari lang, kunyari mawala na tong personal brand, laos na ako as a person, laos na ako as a talent, as an influencer, whatever, laos na yung ginagawa ko. I'd still be a content creator elsewhere. Maybe a producer, maybe a director. Because that's my mind eh. My mind is to create eh. That's
I
my
thought
mind,
you're going
create,
to be like
create.
Always visible, always the one.
Tatanda
yes.
Ako.
Explain it
tatanda,
better kasi.
Tatanda ako. Hindi, ako honestly, I'm very very vain that I would want to be, you know, considered okay at 50, 60. Sabi ko kay Siki, there will come a point na pag naka white hair ako, excited ako kasi magiging George Clooney ako. 'Di ba? Magiging ano ko noon, 'di ba? I don't want that, but I also know that there will come a time na hindi na or may iba nang okay, pero I would still want to create. Kaya 'yun yung kaya ako, yung feeling ko yung content creation sa akin, it's ano eh. It's legit eh. Swerte lang ako na pwede ka na mag-create ng content ngayon without being absorbed by a network, by a channel, by a studio. Swerte ka, pwede ka lang maglabas sa social media. Kaya people like me, really, ano, what do you call this? People like me really benefited from social media. Kaya laki nga ng tingin ko sa social media. Yun lang. So, yun, at the end of the day man, kung saan kayo masaya, gawin ninyo.
Yeah.
Kung saan kayo masaya. Now, I'm not saying na i-disregard ninyo yung mga responsibilities ninyo and all that. Please put that first and foremost. But if you're going through that crossroads or that crossroad, I don't even know what to advise anyone.
Like,
I don't want to say resign. I also don't want to say don't resign. No, yeah. Just feel it out. And then please decide. Yun lang naman yung decide. There are a lot of people her age or maybe older than her na who are going through that na nagtatanong sa akin. Ano. And I also can't say na mag-content creation ka. Eh kung paano naman kung hindi para sa kanya yun? Huwag naman. Diba? So ang sinasabi ko lang, feel it out, tingnan mo kung para saan ka. Kung hindi ka para dyan, ang importante is you try. Yun lang naman yun. Importante is you try.
Yeah. Yun yung sinasabi ko kay Mikey pag nung guys, 1 week akong inasar ni Mikey, believe me, na parang, ano yun? Shortest whatever, whatever.
Shortest office career in the history of offices.
But, sinabi ko sa lahat yun.
She needed that naman eh.
Yeah,
she
parang
that.
That's something I'm proud of. Na parang, yes. Bakit hindi ka nag-office? It's not for me eh. I know because,
masasabi mo na.
I know because I tried. Hindi yung sinabi ko na, but hindi wala ka sa office? Ayoko eh.
Pero guys, talagang swerte ka because may
yun
na-build
nga
ka talaga prior. Kasi usually may mga, yung mga nag-try mag-office, hindi 3 days. Ikaw kasi, nung nandun ka sa office, yung back of your head mo was actually tangible. It was tangible eh, na ito dapat yung ginagawa ko ngayon eh. Unlike the normal person who would be in the office, yung nasa likod mo is, ano kayang pwede kong gawin if I resign? Hindi tangible eh.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just a thought.
Oh, that's why parang yun nga I was going to say also. To people my age, kasi of course my best friends, wala pa sila dun sa crossroads. That's why now that I've felt what it's like to get there and to parang tumawid ka dun, I'm excited for them. Kasi grabe yung feeling na parang iba talaga yung feeling ngayon for me na parang this is what I wanna do. I'm very fortunate enough to be able to do what I want to do and to actually earn from it. Like,
swerte.
Isip, again, parang, if you don't like your job right now, and gusto mong mag-quit, gusto mong mag-resign, I was put in a place that I was very lucky na nung winay out ko siya, I was still safe. Like, I was still secured. Sabihin na natin, kasi, madalas naman financially mo yan titingnan, di ba? So, kinonsider ko yun. Yun siguro number one ko. Kasi, hindi na, parang, di ba, nandun na ako sa point na dapat nagtatrabaho ka, dapat may ginagastos ka na din. So, naisip ko nga, kaya pala din, parang nagigets ko na ngayon yung mga, may office mate ako na may business siya, may side hustle siya, talagang, parang chinatsaga niya yun. Kasi nga, 'di ba parang sinabi niya din sa akin na if she can like focus on that, she will. So before you decide on something, you need to acknowledge or like you need to weigh things out. Syempre may mga responsibilidad ka din eh.
Yeah.
So parang yun muna like lahat ng
you owed it to again, a lot of people would love to be in a spot na pwede kang mag-resign so easily because you will go somewhere else. And I think you owed it to a lot of people na nasa yun na yung opportunity yung pag ginagrab. Diba? So, I think a lot of people would be like, I would love to be in that situation na pwede ako mag-resign because may uuwian ako, may tangible something na pwedeng mangyari outside of that. So, diba?
Yeah.
It's gonna be a process. It's gonna be, you know, something that's scary pero so, okay lang takot na masaya ka.
Yeah.
Kesa secure ka nga. Actually, hindi kahit secure ka, pero naglalaro sa likod ng utak mo, mahirap din, di ba? But yeah, hopefully no one takes the wrong way yung kwento ni CK. Wala, eh, ganun talaga eh. It's not something that she should be, that's something that should be taken against her.
Like at this point, at this point, guys, it just wasn't for me. And, yun nga, I want to do something na gusto ko talagang gawin. And again.
Okay na yun?
Yeah.
May ikot-ikot na lang kami. Alright. Guys, that was R13. That was a long episode. But that was a fun episode though. At least nalaman nyo na yung totoong kwento. And from here, we will continue to create content. Hopefully na-enjoy nyo yung episode na to. Meron ba tayong mga kailangan pasalamatan? No, like in general.
Huh?
Sa lahat ng mga susuporta, please follow us on all social media. on all platforms, on all social media platforms, we're gonna be there. Hopefully, we can continue to build TBH as well. Kasi nga, CK will focus in it, will focus on it na a lot more. So, abangan niyo yung TikToks, IG Reels, and all that. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Good job. Na finally, na nakalampas.
Ngayon
niya
lang ako kinausap ng ganyan, guys, about all of this. Before this, he was always like,
I told you guys from the start naman, di ba? I wasn't. I didn't believe it. I would be surprised if it worked. Yun na lang. I would be surprised if it worked. Pero I never stopped her naman from trying. Kasi yun naman, kailangan lang masubukan eh, di ba? Ako kasi nasubukan ko eh. That's why I was very confident na hindi ba bagay. But yeah, thank you very much always for all the support. Please follow us on all social media platforms. And we're gonna continue to make content. And hopefully we can have an emailer na susunod ng mga episodes namin. Alright guys, thank you very much. I'll see you all soon.
Yeah. Keep manifesting.